Now, the latest diet, it seems to have swept the world and the socials, is the keto diet. It's one of those ones that's been floating around for quite a while now, but really seems to have taken off in popularity recently. Here to tell us a little bit more about this new diet is Peta Adams. She's the National Manager and Senior Dietitian for Fuel Your Life. Peta, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, no problems at all. Thanks for asking me. Pretty excited.
So could you tell us what exactly is the keto diet? What's involved?
Yeah, so pretty much the keto diet has a background in not what it is being used for in this current century. So the keto diet originally was used to help control diabetes. And so that was in the 19th century. And then probably around 100 years ago now, it was actually used and still is used in medicine to help treat kids and adults with epilepsy.
Epilepsy?
100%. Yep, that is the primary use for it medically. And so therefore, what it is in current day is a strategic way to help people lose weight.
And so what can and can't you eat if you're on the keto diet?
Yeah, 100%. So a keto diet is essentially a low-carbohydrate diet. But what most people do with a keto diet is not follow that premise. And they kind of approach it just as, say, a high-protein, no-carb diet. But the basis around what a keto diet actually is essentially a high-fat diet. It is not a high-protein diet, it is, and it's definitely a low-carbohydrate diet. So what that looks like is it has a huge emphasis on your every single meal containing a massive amount of fat. So obviously that would include nuts and seeds and oils. It can also include butter, lard, poultry fat, like meat fat. But again, because it isn't supposed to be a high protein diet, it really should just be all fat. Probably around that sort of 75 to 80% would be ideal, and that's what is used medically. But as you can imagine, that can be quite poorly tolerated. So the dominant foods are all of your nuts and your seeds and your oils. So most of your meal should just be swimming in fat. And then with that, there's moderate amounts of meat. So any form of meat, but again, it's advocated for it to be healthy forms of it. So, grass-fed and things like that, and certainly eggs, tofu, whatever. And then lots and lots and lots and lots of green, leafy vegetables, very low-carbohydrate vegetables.
On the surface, as someone who doesn't know a lot about this, having a diet that is ultimately trying to be swimming in fat doesn't seems a bit counterintuitive for a diet, I suppose, if you're looking to lose weight.
Yeah, yep. So essentially, because it is a restrictive diet, any form of restrictive diet will generally restrict energy or calories, kilojoules, however you want to say it. So in that respect, whilst fat is essentially very energy dense, as you can imagine, most people they get to a point where they just can't tolerate any more fat. And so it does then limit the amount of food that they are eating. And they do end up creating that energy deficit, and still they will lose weight. So in terms of its effect on weight loss, yeah, obviously, if you're going to cut food, you'll cut energy. Protein, well, fat in itself is very filling. So people do feel a lot fuller on that food. And so it still does have that effect, although you do get to a point where some people then just do stop losing weight eventually.
Are there any major health concerns around this diet? It's a question that has to be asked for any diet, I feel.
Yeah, 100%. As I said, I mean, the issue is in terms of health would be that it wasn't particularly used for the desire. It's not particularly used in medicine for what it's being treated with now. So I would say health effects. Definitely there's nutrition deficiencies, particularly around, say, vitamin C, definitely around B group vitamins that are essentially in carbohydrates, a lot of specific nutrients like thiamine and stuff like that will also be quite deficient, particularly maybe even folic acid. And it does have to be a very well-planned diet to maintain nutrient adequacy. Most people, though, just because if they were eating poorly and they, sitting down and eating more veggies and stuff like that, I mean, that's great. But a lot of the time with diets, if they're just followed from the principles of the macros, they're not actually followed for the principles of health. So I would be saying nutrition deficiencies are definitely at risk. The other would be around the quality of fat. And making sure that when people are just having a crap load of fat in their diet, that they're not obviously choosing ones that have no good effect on health. So definitely around heart disease and things like that, it's a very questionable thing. But obviously with such a restriction on their diet, maybe they are taking away other foods that have a worse effect on their health in general. So that's probably a good thing. So it looks with any sort of disease and disease risk and types of diet, it's only as good as it works for the person. If that person is inherently fitter and healthy because they've lost 50 kilos, then their health is obviously going to be in a better place. So it's really hard for me to say. I absolutely know it's a huge health risk and it's going to cause everyone to have heart attacks. It really depends on where that person has come from. It's a very poorly palated diet, so I certainly wouldn't love to do it. I don't tolerate that. There's a lot of gut issues, bowel issues, breath issues, smell issues. there's a lot, that sort of ketogenic stench that really is offensive to most people. There's definitely a lot of issues behind it, but it works for some. So who am I to say that they shouldn't do it because it makes them feel amazing? I'm just giving you my perspective on how it works. Yeah.
Well, just before I let you go, Peter, do you think that, the popularity that we've seen about the keto diet recently is just another fad, or do you think that it's here to stay?
No, we all thought paleo was here to stay, right? So keto is the new paleo. I can guarantee that it's not, although the low carb, the redefinition of low carb, I would say, is probably ketogenic, although most people have it wrong. So the issue with most diets is most people are doing them wrong or making them work for themselves, and it essentially isn't what it should be. Or what it originally was. It was the same as the paleo when people are down there smashing paleo cookies just because, it says paleo. So I guess we just need to be aware that trends with anything around diets are obviously not going to be long-lived. And I'm certainly sure there'll be something else. This is for 2019, definitely. And I don't believe it will stay, but there'll be still followers and people bashing and thrashing this diet for the rest of their lives, absolutely.
Peter, really appreciate your time this morning.
No problems at all. Thanks for that.
That was Peter Adams. She's from Fuel Your Life. We'll get the link that up on the podcast. But yeah, having a chat about the keto diet, the latest one that you might have seen floating around. I feel like I've seen more and more people say that they're going to start on it. So there you go. A bit more information if you want to be able to show off all your knowledge on that one.